first time that Boaz go back to chapter 2. From the first time that he became attracted or was interested in her, he said, and then said Boaz to the servants that went over to the reapers, whose damsel was this? He asked the question. And what was it that after she fell on her face, she said, she fell on her face and bowed down and said, why have I found grace in thine eyes? Now, don't tell me he wasn't paying attention, because he answered and said unto her, it has been fully shown me that thou hast done unto thy mother. And we've already discussed this verse. So as Emil had suggested and others already, that there is development that takes place. And then we see here in the chapter we're looking at now, if you look at verse 10 in chapter 3, and he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether poor or rich. So has he been paying attention? Has he been watching? Has he been seeing some spiritual growth, some growth that's been taking place? And it does take time. Young people want to rush in relationships and attracted by the flesh, but you know, we should be on our knees. I know as a father, and as a grandparent, we should be praying for our children, for the right person that would come into their lives. And then, of course, young men and young women, as you slowly mature and think of the Lord, the Lord will reveal the right person at the right time. But, you know, you can see the growth that has taken place in her from chapter 2 to when he first saw her to where he's seeing her now. And there is a development process that takes place in both young men and young women. So it does take time.
And that development you talk about is development as a person is engaged in the Word of God, isn't it? Ruth was gleaning, and many, many years ago, an older brother, an old man, is speaking now, because I know there's the advice of Hollywood, and then there's the advice of the Word of God given to us by godly men. Many years ago, an older brother said to the young men, if you're looking for a wife, if you're looking for a partner, look at the story of Isaac and Rebekah. Where did the servant find Rebekah? Where was she? At the well. If she's a young lady who was taken up to the Word of God, then that's a good start.
It's sad to say that I just want to touch further on it, that in our relationships as Christians, we adapted a lot of methods from this world. I have to tell you, one is shocked, like you talk about certain, this man dated this, dated that, dated this. I mean, you count. This young man dated 10 girls. I mean, you know what? Sometimes we take dating as if it's something normal of life. It is something like the clothes. I change today, I put another suit tomorrow. Relationships are not like that, dear brother. Relationships are sacred. They are very sacred. They are very holy. It's a holy institution that was given by God. So here's a woman, I took the verse 10, that she didn't look for anything that is tangible, riches, poorness. She looked for one with spiritual value and spiritual exercise. But now here comes the part of the man. You know what you think about? We have heard that she is Moabite, she's a widow, and so forth and so on. And you would think Boaz had maidens. He had people in the fields. And I'm sure with his fame in that area, he would have got or married one of the most wonderful sisters at that time. But you know what? Those that wait upon the Lord would know that I don't care how wonderful is that lady, she's not for me. The Lord did not bring her to me, but the Lord brought somebody else. It's always interesting to take up the marriage the first time that Adam was asleep. Adam never thought of these things. It was the Lord that brought Eve to him. And brethren, again, it is the same mentality. If I can believe God could save me, if I believe that God could keep me, and God's going to bring me to heaven, and I'm going to, you know what, spend eternity with Christ, don't you believe that the Lord is able to bring the right helpmeet to me? Why do I have to rush it? Why do I have to go and visit assembly after assembly? Well, you know, it's nice to be with the people of God. But in reality, And the problem is they don't visit meetings that have no young sisters. And they'll tell you, oh, I want to fellowship with the people of God. Everybody, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful relationship. But you know what the man now was looking, what he said about Ruth? Thou art indeed a virtuous woman. And I'm not going to dwell much on this virtuous woman, but I'm going to ask you to do so. To read Proverbs chapter 31 when you go home. And read the definition of what the virtuous woman is all about. We don't have time to go through it. But you know, this man, he saw in her that she was a woman of worth. She was a woman, as Brother John Webb reminds us, by the well. It is said that in the scripture, great men, including the Lord Jesus, obtained their brides by the well. Moses obtained her by the well. John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus, when he met that woman, which is type of the bride, of the accept, she was by the well. And young men, you have to see the same qualities in a sister. You have to see that there is a spiritual exercises from her behalf. She loves the Word of God. She loves the meetings. She loves to fellowship with the saints of God. And if you felt that woman is drawing you away from the things of Christ, call it a quits. Go ahead.
I want to share one verse. I had the privilege of attending my cousin's wedding last summer, and she was, in her 30s, and she married a guy that was around that same age, and they had both never had any, you know, girlfriends or boyfriends, anything like that, until, you know, the Lord led them to one another. And the verse that they had as their theme at their wedding, I just want to share with you, is in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25. It's after the verse that we all know, what great is thy faithfulness, that's in verse 23. But Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, and this is a good verse to keep in mind, especially if maybe you're an older young person. Just to keep this in mind, verse 25 says, Jehovah, the Lord, is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. That was the verse that they had as the theme for their wedding, and how the Lord, they waited on the Lord, and he led them to each other, and they're happy as can be. Just to read it again, Lamentations 3:25. Jehovah is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him.
The Word of God is a story, child. You need to not look in the book of Lamentations for a verse in weddings. The Word of God is rich.
But a lot of husbands, they look for Lamentation after that. I'm not talking about myself, brother.